Nice job. You're about halfway there. Keep pushing, Rose. Come on.
It is a Wednesday morning, and at the gym where she works, Erica Schneider is leading one of her clients through a personal training session. She says her work has helped her get through the pain of the last 8 months.
It helped us mentally, and because of this, I did decide to run a marathon. And training for it and being able to go on those long runs and process everything that had happened, I think helped me extremely.
Erica Schneider's life changed forever in this house in this Catonsville neighborhood on the morning of August 28th. Officer Jason Schneider and his tactical team were executing a warrant here when a man opened fire, hitting Officer Schneider in the back. Officer Schneider returned fire, ultimately killing the suspect. But in the end, Officer Jason Schneider was dead. His training officer, Rob Jones, spoke at his funeral.
He wanted to be that guy that down the road would lead his men through the door. He wanted that job. He looked at it as protecting his teammates. He would go through that door first and be that guy.
Jason was always a leader. He always tried to be the best that he could be. He was in competition with no one but himself. Always striving to be better, always working really hard, perfecting all of his skills, perfecting all of his experience. He did want to be that guy for himself and to serve his community.
As she works out, Erica Schneider thinks a lot about the last time her husband kissed her goodbye, about what a devoted father he was, about how he was her soulmate. Around her neck, she wears her husband's wedding ring and a small badge with his picture.
Yeah, I just wear it to keep his memory alive, and it's comforting to me. We had a strong bond, and, you know, I still talk to him.
This is the procession that starts the Fallen Heroes Day ceremony every year at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. Today, Officer Jason Schneider is one of the four fallen heroes being honored. Officer Schneider is buried here, and Erica knows this day will be difficult.
It's kind of reliving the funeral, but I do know we're doing this to honor not only my husband, but all of the fallen heroes in Baltimore County, and they deserve all the recognition they're getting. And we all need to honor and take a moment and step back and remember the sacrifices that these men and women made for us.
Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.